Two Little Bluebirds. Two Little Bluebirds is one of a few in this collection that are traditional songs and not one that I had written, but I included it because it is so versatile. And just in case you didn't already know it, it's definitely a great song and fingerplay to add to your Circle Time collection. You can change the words to match so many different skills or concepts that you may be teaching. And it definitely can be extended for use throughout the school year. It does not have to be limited just to spring. So here's how it goes. It uses an adaptation of the melody for Twinkle Twinkle, A, B, C, D, Ba, Ba, Black Sheep. They all use that same core melody. And it goes like this. Two little bluebirds sitting on a hill. One named Jack and one named Jill. Fly away, Jack. Fly away, Jill. Come back, Jack. Come back, Jill. Two little bluebirds sitting on a hill. One named Jack and one named Jill. So that's the bass fingerplay song. As you can see, just like some of the other very well-known fingerplays like Where is Thumpkin? We're working on those fine motor skills. There's an action for each part of the song with our hands and our fingers. So it's really what I would consider a classic finger play song. Now, how can you adapt it? There are a million ways that you can adapt this song. And there's a little extra added piece that I like to do from a musical standpoint that I put at the end, which I will get to in just a minute. Number one. Right off the bat, you can change the words to match different things. For example, it starts as two little bluebirds. That's the version that I've used. You can change the color. Green birds, red birds, yellow birds. Have the children suggest what color are we going to do now. So if you're tying it in with a color theme that you're working on, perfect. You can add in different animals. They could be different kinds of birds. They don't have to be birds. They can be other animals. And then in that case, you can talk about how do those animals move? If they're not birds and if they don't fly, then perhaps they crawl away or they run away, so on and so forth, right? So it's very, very easy to change depending on what your theme happens to be that you are studying at the moment. Another thing that I love to do with this song is obviously there are names in the version, Jack and Jill, and do not get hung up on the fact that Jill rhymes with hill. Yes, we have a nice little rhyme there, but there are rhymes that come in later. So you can change those names. I have changed them to students' names and had students volunteer. They could come up. If you're using this in circle time, you can invite the two students to come up. They could hide maybe behind a short little bookcase and they can fly away and come back again. So like many of the others, it's very easy to act out, but it also gives an opportunity for each of your students to be recognized. And often that's something many of us do in circle time. We want to make sure that each student gets their name said in a hello song or in another action song where we're saying students' names. This is a great way of including the students in your class. Now, a musical thing that I like to add to the end of this song is encouraging the students to do a little singing on their own and, in a sense, either improvising or echoing or imitating what I might give them as an example. So let me do the rhyme again one more time and I'll show you how I work it in. Two little bluebirds sitting on a hill. One named Jack and one named Jill. Fly away, Jack. Fly away, Jill. Come back, Jack. Come back, Jill. Two little bluebirds sitting on a hill. One named Jack and one named Jill. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Tweet, 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 tweet. Tweet, 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 tweet. You get the idea. So I use this as an opportunity, and sometimes I will explain it to the students as the birds talking to each other. They're not using words. They talk the way we say birds talk, right? Tweet, 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 tweet. So it's the two birdies singing together. We practice this together as a class, and then I'll take an opportunity to just go around the circle and see if anybody wants to talk with my bird. So my bird is going to go around and talk to my little friends and see if they will talk back. And I have found that even some of my shyest students who may feel uncomfortable participating or singing aloud, when it's a little bird singing to them, they will participate and they will sing. So I love making sure to add this to the end. And maybe they'll echo something similar to what I'm singing. Maybe they'll come up with their own idea. I've had students create essentially an opera in response that their bird decided to sing along. Another thing you could add that is even more inviting, you could say, or more of an incentive, particularly for your shy students, is get two little stuffed animals. And you hold one, you give the other to the student. And so instead of using your fingers, it's the stuffed animals that are talking to each other. And again, sometimes that is even more inviting for your students who may be much more reluctant to sing or to participate, especially by themselves. This can be the icebreaker to get them to participate. So I highly recommend trying that in your class and see how that works with your students.